SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Iran wants to resume nuclear talks with the U.S.
They want to meet, but it's a little late to meet, but they want to meet. They want to come to the White House. They'll even come to the White House. So we'll see. I may do that.
He also says he's undecided about ordering a U.S. military strike against Iran.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Trump has long railed against what he refers to as the stupid, endless wars waged by his predecessors. That includes conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq, where the U.S. helped overthrow governments. Iran's government is looking increasingly fragile. Federal Reserve officials announced Wednesday that they will hold interest rates steady, ignoring repeated calls from President Trump to dramatically lower borrowing costs. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed does not want to change its policies until seeing the impact of various Trump policies.
Despite elevated uncertainty, the economy is in a solid position. The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment. Inflation has come down a great deal, but has been running somewhat above our 2% longer-run objective.
Fed policymakers had cut their rate 3 times late last year, but have since been on hold. Emergency workers have pulled more bodies from the rubble of a 9-story Kyiv apartment building demolished by a Russian missile. The finds on Wednesday brought the death toll from the attack on the Ukrainian capital the previous day to 28. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 44 points, the Nasdaq rose 25. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for you.
That sounds like a comically obvious statement, but it is essentially the conclusion of a new study detailed in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors this month. The report says long-term use of porn leads to depression, self-loathing, and other forms of emotional distress. The report provides an interesting addendum to previous ones, tracking the sharp increase in mental problems amongst American young people, most of whom are now introduced to pornography at an early age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions are suing the Trump administration over requirements in grant applications that they don't promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Rhode Island claims the grant requirements would open the plaintiffs to federal investigations and enforcement actions. This is SRN News. Analysts are reacting to one of President Trump's recent comments. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
U.S. President Donald Trump has taken what some believe is a giant step towards inserting American forces into the theater of the Israel-Iran war. Worldwide fascination surged when Trump, who until now had been careful to restate Washington's status as a non-player, turned possessive when noting that we control the skies over Tehran. More than a semantic note, observers note a dwindling Israeli stockpile of munitions for which Jerusalem turns to the U.S. as it does for the feared bunker buster bomb, deliverable only by American-flown B-2 bomber, and according to experts, the weapon necessary to blow up the Fordo nuclear facility, the target that will determine the war's outcome. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.